1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Just gone 6 a.m. in the world's most TikTok city.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Woo! Chris Fade.
Chris Fade.
Pretty Malik.
Pretty Malik.
Yeah, just get us some coffee. Thanks, guys.
Excuse you.
Turn up the...
Yeah, man.
Hey, it's Camila Cabello.
Oh, what up, what up?
This is Ed Sheeran on The Chris Fade Show.
Hey, Dubai, it's Rita Ora.
This is The Chris Fade Show.
This is The Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Don't stop. Get it, get it.
The Chris Fade Show.
Mics are on.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Time to get up. Let's go. That's your alarm right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 6:04. You're live with us on the Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We've got Nala Basma, Studio 2. It is the family that is. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Can I tell you?
Oh, hold on. Rossi can't say. He hasn't said good morning yet.
Sorry. Good morning, everybody.
There we go. He wants involvement. I'm trying to involve him. From the get-go. What were you going to say, Pretty?
I was going to say, it felt so different yet happy walking into this building without a mask after 2.5 years.
We got no masks on. We have literally all of us this morning. Ross has been doing it for about a year anyway, but we've just started not wearing masks around, right?
Like, I did go reach for it this morning I was walking out the door, and then I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I walked into the gas station, the Zoom gas station this morning without... That was the first time. I've been abiding by the rules a lot of the time, you know. I like to wear the mask where I had to wear the mask. Actually, no, I didn't want to wear the mask, but I just wanted to abide by the rules.
You're following the rules, yeah.
And but I walked in today with no mask on, and I went, oh. One of the workers was wearing a mask. I said to him, you still want to wear the mask? He goes, oh, no, I forgot, and just took it off.
It was just
out of habit.
It's such second nature. I almost felt like I was doing something wrong. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I took my elevator picture after 2.5 years without a mask. Like, it just feels different.
Yeah. If you don't know, it takes a picture in the elevator every day.
She just loves elevators.
That just sounded, if you didn't know that, it was just like...
Sorry.
What's your favorite brand? Otis?
Otis, yeah. Otis is top.
Schindler?
No, I think Otis.
They're the elevator brands, if you don't know that as well.
Sorry.
No masks today. It is our official first day of no masks on. Unless you're going into, like, a medical facility or public transport, you will have to continue wearing those masks. Or if you're going to go pray... in places of worship. So they're the only three places that you need to have your mask. So maybe keep one in the car or keep one in the bag if you do need it. But apart from that, it felt really beautiful. Just sort of, again, let's see each other's smiles. It's a big one for the schools today with no masks on. That's the big move. No, all those kids are going to school. I know my girls are excited. I spoke to my girls yesterday about not wearing masks. And they just said, we're both happy not to wear it. You know, one of them said, I felt like I was getting harder to breathe in class all the time having to wear those masks. So really, really happy to have that off.
And what you said yesterday, Chris, is really important as well. Although everyone is now allowed to take off their masks, there will be several people and kids at school who may still have to wear it.
Of course.
So just keep that in mind.
Of course.
There's no need to point it out or like make a big deal of it. It's fine. It's your choice.
Yeah, 100%. Make sure you just look after each other. Listen, today's show is so, so cool. We've got one of the first female drivers that is heading into the F3. Woo! And she is from the UAE, people. I've caught up with her before. She's going to be joining us in studio today. I'm super excited about. All right. I do actually want to do something with the masks, by the way. There's a thing that I do want to do just after 7 o'clock this morning.
Sure.
Right. A lot of you have heard and you've been asking me, and I haven't really spoken about it, but I will speak about it today. I am doing a reality show on Netflix.
We've been waiting to talk about this.
So I can answer some of the questions that a lot of you have been asking me when I see you or online. But it is coming out in about a month from today, October 27th or 28th, I think.
27th.
I think it is. It drops. So I'll give you more on that coming up. We do have your pop quiz coming up at 7:10, which is huge. We want you to win that money. All right. Let's get the show underway. Are we good to go?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're good to go. First caller of the morning. Who are you? Where are you? Who's going to get the good luck? All right, be our first caller. We'll get you some good luck on today's show, all right? Phone lines are open right now. We want to talk to you. Maybe you're on the way to work or school, whatever it is. Look at all our phones ringing. I love you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Chris Fade Show. I came in from Italy yesterday. It was only 2 hour difference. I thought to myself, that's not going to affect me. It's hitting me harder than it is when I come back from the States, from America.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, like,
no,
it's like right now it's 10:04 in the morning there. They're 2 hours behind.
Yeah.
So when I woke up at 4, it was like I was waking up at 2.
It's a big difference.
Yesterday I was in bed at 7. I don't know what was going on. We're all like, even like mum and dad, because they came to, and Brianna, we're all like in this dazed mood.
Your parents must be all over the place because they came from...
Nah, they were in the they were in Thailand for a little bit, so there wasn't too much of a...
But still,
yeah,
they've gone from Australia to Thailand to Dubai to Italy. Yeah,
first world problems anyway. little jet lag, but good to be right here in the Virgin Radio Studios.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Sarda is with us. Hello, Sarda.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Mate, I love it. You've got the name Sir in your name.
Yeah.
That's good, right? You're already a Sir. All right, I like it.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm moving towards Abu Dhabi.
So you're driving to work right now. You work in Abu Dhabi as an engineer?
Yeah.
Well done, mate. Have you got that mask with you? Today's the first day without the masks. Have you got the mask down?
Yeah, but anyhow, we need to use in the construction site, so we need to.
Well, you still need to wear a mask in the construction site?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. All right, so some I guess, companies are implying their own rules?
But is that because of the dust, like, because of what's around?
Is that because of the dust, or is it because of possible COVID?
Absolutely. For both, also.
For both.
Yeah,
okay.
I imagine it must be dusty materials.
Yeah, remember, you can still wear a mask wherever you like. It's not like you're not allowed to wear a mask in here.
No, you can.
You can still wear a mask. Like, if you feel like you need to wear a mask, or if you're in an environment, like, I think if I worked in hospitals 100%, I would always be wearing masks when I was
working. You have to wear one in hospital, right?
No, but I'm saying even prior to COVID, I realized I wanted to wear a mask. So, have a great morning, man. Thanks for having us on. What about Corinne? Hello, Corinne.
Hi, it's Carlin actually, but hello.
Hi, how are you? What's the name?
So I'm Carlin. I'm a teacher on the way to Abu Dhabi.
Okay, I want to get that name right. Kylan.
Carlin. So C-A-R, like a car and a Lin.
Carlin.
Carlin. It's not Carolyn, it's Carlin.
Yes.
Do you spend most of your time explaining your name to people when you introduce yourself?
Yes, I do, and then I always use the reference of like a car and add it to a Lynn.
Yeah,
like,
I get you.
Carlin.
Yeah. I'm sorry they have to do that. That's like, you know, my name's Kristen. I spend a lot of my time explaining to people my name. It's not Christian. Well, that's why I just went with Chris now. It's just so much easier. So you're a teacher. You're on the way to Abu Dhabi. First day without masks for you as well in Abu Dhabi, right?
Yes, we're very excited. I'm actually part of the senior leadership team this year. So, charter schools, Al Rihad, we're very excited. 4,100 students. So, for our students to come in without a mask and see them smile, that's going to be amazing.
Aww.
That's so cool. We were talking to a few teachers yesterday about it, and they said that they're going to have to change their makeup game today. I don't know if that's if you're in that
I
as
know.
Well.
No, I'm all about the natural. Like,
good.
No,
good
okay.
on you. So, do you think you'll have any students that will come in still wearing the mask because they want to wear it? Do you think so?
Yeah, no, I think that's the reality of it. Like, some of them are still a bit scared of the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
But as soon as they see that the classmates want to interact with them, then I think they'll like feel comfortable to take it all. We as teachers are giving them breathing space to be able to decide what they want to do.
Yeah
no
good.
Pun intended. You're giving them breathing space. I like that. What's the school in Abu Dhabi?
So it's Al Riyadh Charter School.
Al Riyadh Charter School. There it is. Carolyn with us right now. Thank you so much for having us on and have a great day, miss. I'll take one more real quickly. Ayan, you're actually a student. You're on the way to school. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So you're going to have you got your masks. You throw them away. You've left them at home?
Yeah. No, actually, I have a few in my bag because just to be safe.
Yeah.
Good.
But I'm not wearing it right now.
You feel good? It feels like you feel comfortable going into school without the mask on?
Yeah, way more comfortable.
Super.
After doing this for like 2 years, it's so much better.
I know, right? Like, it's actually just, I mean, yeah, right. You guys would have had to run around the yard wearing a mask before, right?
Yeah, you can't breathe when you do that. It's basically not possible.
Yeah, listen, you're a star. Listen, have a good day at school. What school do you go to?
I go to DIA.
All right, DIA in the house. It's Ayan. Thank you so much. Listen, masks are off, people.
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate that later on in the show, okay? More to come. I'll tell you about this Netflix show that I'm doing. And I got the pop quiz, 10K, all just before 7:30. I had to get an extra shot of coffee this morning. I pressed the button, which gives you an extra shot. I just feel, coming back from Italy yesterday, it's a two-hour difference. It's like 4:30 in the morning there. So I felt, when I woke up this morning, you know when you get out of bed and you walk to wherever you go? Usually, I think most of us go straight to the bathroom.
Yes.
Right? Is that what we all do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got up. I was like swaying from left to right, hitting walls. I was like in another world this morning. Oh, never usually like that. Man. I feel good now. That extra shot. Have you got your coffee yet? Ross is half asleep.
Yeah, he is.
Have you had your I've got shoot? Mine, yeah.
Have you had
you
a
know
sip
what
yet?
I did last night? This is, I did my quiz night.
Mm.
And then after my quiz night, I went for some fattouche.
What time was that?
I went at 11 o'clock.
What?
11 o'clock at night, you went and had dinner when you do a morning show.
Yeah, yeah.
Worst thing.
I sat there and I was the only Brit in an Arabic restaurant.
There it is.
And it was lovely. I love fattouche. I had chicken liver though as well. I'm not really a fan of that.
Why? Who are you going? There's definitely a reason why you went.
I just went on my own because I was hungry.
Chicken liver and fattouche at 11 o'clock at night. And he's going to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, guys.
Yeah.
We've got him half asleep this morning. Come on. Have a sip of the coffee together. Let's go.
Let's go.
You and I.
Let's go.
First hit. Here we go. 3, 2.
Lovely that.
All the E! News. First. The
Gossip. Pretty Malice Gossip.
All right. First up, Post Malone. What happened?
He's back in action. So, Chris, you missed this. He was hospitalized for a second time this past weekend. So, last week, if you missed it, he had a fall on stage.
Yeah.
He slammed his chest, his ribs basically, against the side of a stage. He didn't realize there was a hole.
Yep.
He was in a lot of pain, but he managed to finish the show. This Saturday, he woke up in excruciating pain. He said he has stabbing pain. Hears a clicking noise. Had to go back to the hospital. Mm-mm. But now he's just tweeted that he is going to be back on stage in just a few hours.
Okay.
A source says they took some scans. And initially they thought it was just bruised ribs, but now they say it's a broken rib.
Broken ribs are hard because the only way they heal is just with time. It's not like you can sort of wrap them up in a cast or anything.
He's got a tour to finish, so I don't know what's going to happen. Let's see if he actually makes it onto the stage.
Okay.
Hailey Bieber is answering a very important question. Did she steal Justin from Selena Gomez?
Ooh.
Fans have always thought that their timelines when it comes to Justin and Selena and Justin and Hailey were a little bit too close for comfort. And the rumor has always been that Hailey stole Justin away from Selena.
Gosh.
Which is so silly.
Are we still talking about this?
Yep. So Hailey is appearing on this podcast, and this comes out later today, but she is asked the question.
Your husband was in a very public relationship. People were obsessed with them being together.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever with Justin romantically at the same time as her?
This is so crazy. I've literally never talked about this ever.
Hmm.
A lot of the hate and the perpetuation comes from like, oh, you stole him. It's about people knowing the truth. Because there's a truth.
That's a good answer. Perpetuation?
Perpetuation.
I've never used that word. That's
but
a good
the,
word.
The truth is there and it will come out later today. I'll keep you posted on that. And finally, how would you like to have two strands of Nicki Minaj's wig? So I'm in a real hair. So a fan... This is crazy, this world. A fan tried to grab her wig during a performance in New York, right? But they only managed to grab two strands of her wig. So now they're selling it on eBay, and it's up to $15,000. And if you think that's crazy, from the VMAs, Nicki Minaj's press-on nail fell down and someone picked it up. That sold for $55,000.
What?
So this two strands of Nicki Minaj's wig is probably expected to get pretty high.
All right. Next time we interview some sort of superstar, let's just ask them for a bit of their hair.
Yeah.
So we can just add it to a little list that we have.
You look a little bit weird.
Hey, hi, Selena Gomez. Could I just snip a little bit of your hair off? I just want it for my collection. Just want it for my collection. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
I've got a collection of hair.
Oh, gosh.
Well, no, one piece of hair.
Of who?
When I used to work in the hairdressers, there was a girl band called Eternal.
And gosh,
Louise Redknapp came in. And I, after she got a haircut, I collected it.
Do you still have it?
Freak.
I think somewhere.
She got it somewhere. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home price.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is super cool. If you have not heard about this, it's officially on right now. And I'm talking about the one, the only, yes, Floyd Money Mayweather fighting at the Global Titans Fight Series. right here in Dubai at the Coca-Cola Arena. It's happening on November 13th. Floyd Money Mayweather, I don't know if you recall, this fight was locked in for a couple of months ago. Unfortunately, we had a passing and the fight had to come to a halt. They postponed it and now it's officially back. Coca-Cola Arena, November 13th. Now, tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. This is in cooperation with the Global Titan Fight Series, which is a fantastic series. Obviously, Dubai Sports Council alongside it. Now, Floyd Mayweather, I had an opportunity of seeing him fight recently. This guy, 50-0, love him or hate him, he's pound for pound the best fighter to ever get into a boxing ring, unfortunately. Like, if you don't like him, that's you have to accept that. 50 fights, zero losses.
That's crazy.
So dominating. You raised your eyebrow when I said that, Ross.
What?
On a record base, there's no one better than him. There's no one better than him. No one's gone into that ring and done what he's done.
Muhammad Ali.
How many? What's his record?
Well, how many fights has he had and how many has he...
Well, yeah, you go. Give me the facts.
Well, I just know that Muhammad Ali is the greatest of all time.
Greatest athlete of all time, yes. His persona, who he was, what he did inside the ring, what he did outside the ring. But I'm saying pound for pound boxer.
Are you talking technique? Are you talking just, like what's happening?
There's no one better than him. He's
defensively, he's amazing.
He has proven to everybody. Everyone used to go around saying, oh, no, he's not going to be able to beat this guy. Or he won't take this fight. He took the fight and he won. To the fact that even last time when I saw him fight, he was still dominating at his age. So he's coming to the Coca-Cola Arena exclusively for the Global Titan Fight Series. Now, who is he fighting? This is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, tell me.
He's fighting a British YouTuber whose brother is super famous by the name of KSI.
Okay, I know KSI.
Deji.
Yeah.
Now, who is Deji, you may ask? Now, when I sort of knew a little bit about him, Nala, you know all about him.
Yes.
Well, tell us more about him.
So Deji, he started out YouTube kind of like being these gamers, him and his brother, and that's how they kicked off. So he has 10.7 million on YouTube.
Wow. Okay, so he's got 10.7 million subscribers, Deji, on YouTube.
Yes.
Okay.
He has 3 million on Instagram.
Okay.
He is a very well-known YouTuber. He does a lot of skits, reacts, gaming. Okay. So he's like one of the A-lists in YouTube in Britain.
Okay, so, and can he fight is the question. He can. All right? He can fight. This is not a YouTuber coming out for his first fight. He's fought before, he's lost.
Yeah.
Okay? But he's gone up against some real fighters. He's not just sort of taken these little fights here and there. What's going to happen with Mayweather here in the Coca-Cola Arena of November 13th is going to be very, very interesting. Mayweather dropped the news recently.
Dubai, November 13th, the Money Man is coming back. Coca-Cola Arena, Front Row Entertainment, Global Titans, get ready. We're doing it again. Once again, the date is November 13th. The one and only Floyd Money Mayweather is coming back to Dubai.
Now, we said that he's fighting Deji, right?
Yeah.
I love the fact that he's sort of aware, but not aware of who he's fighting.
What do you mean?
Have a listen to Floyd here.
And then I got one with the guy, Deji. I want to make sure his name is right. Deji, right?
Yes,
Deji. We will be doing an exhibition in Dubai at the Coca-Cola Arena. So, and that is in November.
So that's an exhibition part, but I like that. I mean, Deji's got how many? 10.3 million subscribers on YouTube. And I love that Floyd's on. What's his name again? Deji's? Am I getting his name right? Deji?
He's just thinking of the money, though, isn't he? Like, he wants the cash.
Well, he's going to be up there.
Like, when you were watching that fight last time, he was unbelievable in the ring. Still, like, you were commentating it, right?
Still got it.
You were sat ringside. He was talking halfway through the fight. But how can you explain this then? Okay, Muhammad Ali has had 37 knockouts.
Sure.
Right? Floyd's had 27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
Floyd's fought more times.
Yeah, well, Ali was a heavyweight. You're going to get more knockouts in a heavyweight bout than you are in the lighter divisions, I would say. Technically, Floyd Mayweather, there's just nothing like him.
Like, he's very good tactically, I feel. You know what I mean? Like, he tires his opponents out. But, like, I would say Muhammad Ali won with style, don't you think? More style? Or
Muhammad Ali, why are we having a comparison about Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather? I don't understand.
Because you just said he's the greatest of all time.
I said pound for pound boxing champion, yeah. Like, I think from a if you talk to other boxers, yeah, like, who's got a record of 50-0 and just kept, and he's still going, and he's, even at his age.
Yeah, you know Muhammad Ali's been beaten, I think,
six times. I'm not taking anything away from Muhammad Ali. He's probably the greatest athlete of all time, 100%. Right? Again, his persona, the way that he held himself, what he did outside the ring was so special. But what we're talking about right now is Floyd Mayweather. All right? He's coming to Dubai. You don't want to miss the show. Tickets officially go on sale today, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
10 a.m. today, they go on sale.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, CocaColaArena.com.
All right, get on it. CocaColaArena.com. We'll have all your details. There are more fights along the card, which we will announce as we go. I am trying to get Floyd on. I'm trying to get Deji on the show as well.
Nice.
All right, we're trying to get interviews with both of them. So I'll talk to Uday from the Global Titans fight series to get this going. But another little tick for, I think, Dubai and the city to have such a huge exhibition match right here in our city. Hold on. Are we live? Are we good? Are we good to go?
Good morning. All our fans on Facebook.
Hello, Facebook. Yeah, we're live right now. Virgin Radio DXB. If you don't follow us on Facebook, do it. Come on. We're currently live. We've got all the cameras in the studio. It's like a little TV show going on.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Take my check to the bank.
Powered by RackBank. With RackBank Home in One. The more money you deposit, the less interest you pay on your home loan. For more details, visit rackbank.ae/HIO.
Hello, Jonathan. You got through. Good morning.
Yay. Oh, good morning. Nice to speak to you all.
Mate, good to have you on the show. Let's get to know you a little bit before we get into these pop quiz questions. What do you do?
I'm a teacher at an international school here.
There you go. Oh, my, day one, no masks. How are you feeling?
Quite excited about that. It's nice because it actually inhibits you from being able to teach the kids as well. Passing can't hear you very well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Trying to teach a kid when you've got a mask on, they've got the masks on. It must have been so difficult. Well, today is the day that we take the masks down, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Make some noise. Come
Yay!
On.
Yay!
Come
on. Nice to see smiles.
And we're going to celebrate that on our show in the next 10 minutes as well, because I brought a blender into the studio. We're going to blend some masks, people. Yeah, we're going to get rid of them. Jonathan, a teacher here in the UAE, you're playing for 10,000 dirhams cash. Right now, I've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Outstanding. Thanks very much.
Ready to go?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's do it. Just gone 7:08 across the UAE. 10K on the line right now. This is Jonathan. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. True or false? Maroon 5, Adam Levine is married.
True.
What sport is David Beckham associated with?
Football.
Who plays Batman in the movie The Dark Knight Rises?
Christian Bale.
How many characters was the TV show Friends based on?
Five.
Finish the Taylor Swift... I'll lock in six. Finish the Taylor Swift lyric, Shake It.
Shake It All.
What is it?
Shake It All. Shake It Off. Shake It Off.
True or false, Justin Timberlake is married to Jessica Biel?
True.
Finish the Elton John song, Hold Me.
Closer.
How many Emirates are there in the UAE?
Five.
What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Who sings the songs Moth to a Flame and Blinding Lights?
Weekend.
How many Emirates are there in the UAE?
Six.
No!
You're a teacher, dude.
I've only been in the UAE for a month. I don't know.
No.
Oh, no.
You won 900 dirhams.
Oh, no.
You will forever remember that there are seven Emirates in the UAE.
Oh, no. Well, I'm going to get shouted at for getting that wrong, aren't I?
You are. You are.
Oh, my gosh.
You are, Mr. Jonathan. You are.
You just lost 10,000 dirhams.
That would have been nice as well, that.
Oh man, that would have been 10,000. I've been wanting to give away the pop quiz. Like, we haven't given it away for a while. I keep saying, like,
and,
come
and you
on.
Don't think you can give any leeway to someone that's only been in the country for a month?
No, no.
We
no,
wish.
No, I can't.
I truly didn't think that was the question.
I know
that you would get stuck.
I
on.
Know. There's this whole song here. Ready? Have a listen to this, Jonathan.
There are seven Emirates in the UAE.
All the kids sing it.
There are seven Emirates.
Jared's in the UAE.
Sing it, Jonathan.
Shout out for Jared.
Thank you.
By Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Umar, Kuwait, Ras Al Khaimah. Seven Emirates in the UAE.
Yeah. I want you to go to school today and I want you to learn the seven Emirates of the UAE, Mr. Jonathan, okay?
And every single word of that.
Yeah. Oh, mate. I'm sorry, but listen, you still won it with Rack Bank here on the Chris Bates Show. 900 euros. Well done.
Very happy. Do you think you can settle an argument for me before we leave as well?
Sure.
So my wife thinks that Big Rossi is from Australia, and I said there's no chance. He must be from somewhere like the Wirral. So Big Rossi, where are you from, mate?
The Wirral.
There it is. Ah, where's your wife from?
Well, she's half Thai, half British.
Okay. Right,
where are you from?
Southport.
Oh, same place as my wife.
Oh, yeah. Good place.
Nice, yeah.
I'll let you guys have a little conversation about where you guys are from.
We'll talk about it live on me.
Yeah, there it is. I bet we ask you this one, Jonathan. How many Emirates are there in the UAE?
There are seven Emirates in the UAE.
There he is, Jonathan. The pop quiz still hasn't gone off yet.
Man.
It will, though. What a morning it is for the UAE. Today is the day that masks, no pun, to take our masks off.
Yes.
All right, it marks it right now. We get to take our masks off. This is fantastic. Obviously, if you're in a hospital or you're in public transport or you're a place of worship, you keep your masks on. But mainly for the schools right now, this is a huge thing for teachers and students to finally go to school without wearing our mask. I want to give a round of applause to this country and our leaders who have really just, from an outside perspective, from other countries looking into what we've done here in the UAE, I feel like we handled COVID so, so well.
Absolutely.
So right now in our studio, thank you to everyone that has been part of this journey. And that's us. That's all of us as a community. You know, rarely do you have a country working so well together, from our leaders to the people. I feel like we are. We're a little community, this country, but we speak so loudly. You know, we're a little dot in the world, right? But look what we achieved together. And it's because of our leaders and it's because of us that live here together that do that. So I'm just so proud of what we've achieved together. We've got through COVID. Yes, it's still around, but at this stage right now, we can take our masks down. And I find that to be just such a point in the last 3 years. We've had so many ups and downs. People have lost people through to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a little win for us, a little tick that we can just tick off and say, today is the day that we go to school, that we go to work without our masks. And we're going to celebrate that right now here on the Chris Fade Show. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, are we about to do? Because I see a blender.
Okay, I brought the blender in, people.
Yeah.
I brought the blender in from home. And what I want everyone to do right now, we've got a bunch of us that work on this show. I want us to take our mask off and I want you to individually come up, put them in, because we're going to blend these masks. I hope that we never have to wear these things full time ever again. I really, really do. They played their role when we needed them to be played, right? But I want them to be gone. So here we go, Pretty. I'll ask you to come up first.
Sure.
Pretty's walking up to the stand here. Please take your mask off. How do you feel? How does this feel?
This feels so weird. Bye, mask. Thanks for helping.
There we go. The mask is in. Rossi, I'll ask you to come up next. Here we go, Ross.
Thank you.
Put your...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice knowing you, mask. Goodbye.
Thank you. Never again, hopefully, for you, Ross. There it is. Nala, please jump up here. What would you like to say to your mask?
Goodbye.
Oh, she's giving it a kiss. Cute. Okay,
I mean,
thank you.
It was a big part of our lives.
It was. Basma, please come up here. Anything you want to say there, Basma?
Thank you for the protection.
There we go.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll
Chris,
take mine
your
off
turn.
Now.
Come on.
Thank you for playing the role, making me feel safe when I didn't know what was going on. Those early moments of COVID, I put this mask on. I felt a little safer, you know? It was weird.
Yeah.
This weird little thing also. I didn't have to shave as much. I didn't have to, you know, I could just wear a mask. I could keep the beard a little bit rough. But right now I'm saying goodbye to it. So there's all our masks here in the blender. Ladies and gentlemen, today is No Mask Day here in the UAE. It's a very, very important role. Are you ready to do this? Today I am blending...
I don't know how this is going to end.
There we go. We are blending the masks right now. They're not blending, guys.
No, it is.
Oh, no, there they are. Look at that. We are blending the masks. We are saying goodbye to the masks.
Wow.
No matter where you are right now across the UAE, going to work, going to school, coming home from work, coming home from wherever you are, we've officially blended. Oh, look at that.
They're...
We've blended it, and I hope we never, ever have to put you on ever again. There we go. I think I've broken the blender, though.
I think so.
I can smell the motor burning.
Uh-oh.
It's No Mask Day!
What's going on?
So you dropped the biggest news ever on your Instagram last week, and we have just been waiting for you to come back to talk about it. Chris Fade, you're going to be on reality TV.
I know. What is going on?
So cool.
What is
on
happening?
On the telly.
What is happening here?
And it's Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't drop the news. Netflix dropped the news. They put it out on their social media. Obviously, it's the first, from what I understand, Middle East production for Netflix in the region, which I think is fantastic. It's great that we are creating content now from this region rather than us always watching from the outside. This area is important. So the fact that they're creating content, and you know, a lot of platforms are doing that, I think that's fantastic. But well done to the team at Netflix for creating content out of this region. So it's called Dubai Bling.
Yeah,
it's a. I'll tell you what I can tell you, and what I can say.
Okay,
It's a reality TV show. It's based on around 10 individuals here in the country.
Okay,
I am one of them with Brianna, my wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
And it's following us. It's going to be following us around. There'll be the usual drama that you'll see in a Netflix show. There'll be, I know from what I can talk about, there'll be a story of us working. There'll be a story of us showing us our relationship, how we work together. It's going to be good. It's going to be good from what I believe.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Okay. How many months have you been filming? Can you say?
I don't know if I can say that. But we have been filming a lot.
Okay.
There's a lot involved in doing a reality show. I didn't realize probably how much was going to be involved. You know, you're filming on your own. You're filming with other members of the show.
Yeah.
You're getting to know them at the same time. You're getting to feel them out. Everyone in the show has their own sort of characters as well, like their own stories. There's personas.
Yeah, yeah.
There's clashes between different characters.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited. Like, I am really excited for this to be shown. Now, one of the cool things is, and I guess one of the reasons why I personally said yes to it is, it was on Netflix.
Of course.
I love that sound.
How do you say no to Netflix?
And it's a global show, so it's going out to every single Netflix around the world.
Wow.
It's being translated, I'm not 100%, but like 36 languages it's being translated into. It's being subtitled in a bunch. It's going to be a big pickup. You know, I got messages from, you know, Netflix South Africa. Africa just posted it up on their platform. It's going to go probably around most of the Netflixes around the world. But again, to represent this city, I know some of the shots they got off Dubai is brilliant.
Yeah, of course.
And there's a lot of people like, oh, not another one of these shows. And I get you. Like, I understand when we talk about reality. But at the same time, I think this is just really, really beautiful for this region, that we are creating content from this region for other parts of the world.
It was just such a cool moment for me, because obviously Netflix had their big Tudum event not too long ago.
Is that what they call it?
Tudum. They reveal all these different projects. And if you go to the main Netflix YouTube page, I was scrolling through to get all the release dates of all the shows and what's going on. And there you see Dubai Bling coming. October 27th is the date, right? October 27th.
Cool.
So it's just like in the lineup, they've announced Dubai Bling. And I think that's just so cool. And you're right. A lot of the reaction was like, oh, is it another reality TV show? But I think what a lot of people don't realize is, I hope they get to see your story. Do you get to tell your story?
We are telling a story in there. I can tell you straight out right now, my mum and dad make a pretty good feature in it as well.
Do they? That's
so
great.
So my mum and dad's involved in it. The kids are involved in it to a certain extent. I didn't want to put them in.
Yeah.
I wanted them involved, but at the same time, I wanted to make sure that when they get older, they didn't look back and think, oh, you know, why was I in this show? So I let them play their role that they wanted to play in there.
How many episodes can you say?
I don't know. I don't know the exact episodes.
Have you not seen it then?
No, we will not see it. And, you know, some of it's still filming. So there's a lot going on. There is still a lot going on. It's super, super exciting.
Can you just...
October 27th, it's going to go drop globally at the same time. I will be watching it with you at the same time. Like, we won't get to see this until it drops on... Netflix.
Are you scared about how you'll come across?
A little bit, but I was fairly honest with who I was, and I wasn't trying to, like, you know, I wasn't trying to be someone that I wasn't.
You weren't playing a character.
Either was Brianna. Yeah. I wasn't trying to be anyone that we weren't. I just wanted to keep it real. So I feel like whatever they would have shot, and there were cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
You'd wake up in the morning. I'd come down the stairs and be like a team of seven people. Just like,
hey.
I remember the first shoot that I ever did with them was like I just drove up to the house and I just saw a lot of people and I thought, wow, this is huge.
Wow.
So again, it's going to be interesting. It's called Dubai Bling. It comes out on Netflix October 27th. There's some great casts in there. There's great characters in the show. Everyone plays their role so well. And I think Brianna and I will sprinkle a little bit of what we did within that show as well. So watch it, judge it, comment on it, troll it, love it, hate
don't
it.
Don't troll it.
No, you'll get, there's trolls already going it's on and that's fine. But do just, you know, if it does spark a reaction, that's, I think, what we wanted out of it as well. You know what I mean?
Can you just get, Chris Fade, take a moment.
Mm.
16 years ago, you come here to Dubai.
Crazy.
With how much in your bank account?
Yeah, not a lot of money in the account.
Didn't think you'd be here for 16 years.
Yep.
And now you're on a Netflix global show.
That's crazy.
That's just massive.
Crazy. One of the reasons why I said yes to it, thanks, Pretty. One of the reasons why I said yes to it was like because I knew that my friends and family from around the world would be able to watch the show.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
This is huge.
You know
will
what I
you
mean?
Remember us when you get like mega famous though? Because like, you know, we're a team.
What?
Yeah, it's all about Ross. Ross is going to have his own spin-off next, all right?
Yeah.
It's called The Man from Liverpool.
Better get salt.
But yeah, get on it. Again, I don't want the name for some people are like, oh my gosh, it's just a show about money and everything. It's not. There's a lot of
it's real humans, right?
Yeah,
like real
there's a lot of real, from what I know, there's a lot of realness to it as well. So what some of the shorts that have been put out, I think it's like 10 millionaires and there's, you know, drama and people, it's turned some people off. It's also captured a lot of people that, but I'm saying from my personal experience of what I feel the show about will be, it will tell a really good story and it will portray this, I believe this city and this country in a beautiful way that I cannot wait for people to be able to see it. So,
I'm so excited. Me, I love reality TV, so this is right up my alley. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
Dubai Bling, October 27th. Where? Okay, this woman, she's fantastic. I've had a chance to catch up with her a few times as well. Hamda Al-Kubaisi is an Emirati female racing driver, and in June 2021, she became the first woman in the history of the Italian F4 to score a podium, and she joins us in studio right now. Hamda, welcome. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Very good, thank you.
So you race cars. You're 20 years old, and you race cars.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Yeah, definitely amazing.
Now, this is a family thing, right? This has come down from dad and the families. Oh, your sisters are racing. This is a huge thing that when you were a child, which some may say you still are, but you're not, all right?
Yeah.
That you just had this racing in the blood.
I would say, yeah, it came from my father and my sister as well. Growing up, I was always around that environment,
yeah.
So it kind of pushed me to get into karting. It was never really my thing. I never thought of actually joining myself, but when I saw my father doing it and my sister as well, that's what pushed me more to do it. And, you know, from there, it just the rest is history, I guess.
Now, it's just, again, explain what F4 is. Obviously, a lot of us all know what F1 is, and I'm guessing it goes F1, F2, F3, F4. You were working your way. This is the dream would obviously to be in the F1, but to represent women, and especially at the age of 20, and you're a local Emirati woman, already in the F4, this is such an achievement. Give her a round of applause just for that. Like, that is such a huge achievement. You're not only inspiring men and women, but you're inspiring young ladies, right? Is that what you do? Do you feel that you're inspiring the even the younger ones before you?
I feel like, you know, we're breaking boundaries, my sister and I, and as well as like creating opportunities for many girls after us. Because yeah. as Emiratis, as female Emiratis in motorsports, it's not so common. Even Emiratis in general, like in motorsports, is not so common. So sure. to climb up this ladder and get into F4 and actually bring home results in a grid of 37 cars, all male, you know, it's a great achievement. And I've received many comments and messages after that, you know, telling me, oh, because of you I got into racing, or because of you inspired me to get in. And many Emiratis as well, female Emiratis. So I'm really proud about it, and I'm happy that you know, I get these messages.
That's Hamda so Al Kubaisi with us right now. I when you rock up on the track, if people aren't aware, do they realize that you're one of the drivers? Like, have you ever been in a position where you've rocked up and like the security are like, excuse me, little young lady, you can't be here? Has that ever been in a position where they don't realize you're actually one of the competitors?
So normally when I dress normal or I'm in a public area, no one would ever like think I'm yeah. a racing driver. But yeah. Deep down, I am.
You were, yeah, we've had the opportunity to chat. We've chatted many times with Lewis Hamilton and some of the greats. What we've learned about this sport is not only is it very mentally challenging, but physically as well. Yep. Right, what the body goes through mm-hmm. is pretty crazy. 20 years old, a female driver. Do you have any? Is it harder for you to compete because being quote unquote a female when it comes to strength, or are you to that point where no, you can compete at the same level as a male driver?
I think we just need to put in double the work. You know, in the end, the more strength I have, the easier it is to handle the car. It's a heavy car, and you would need a lot of physical strength. And also, I think the mental part is important as well. It's 80% of the rest of the results that I get. So I think, you know, mental preparation, physical preparation is really important. I train a lot when I'm in Europe as well.
What do you do here as training? Like, what do you? Yeah. What's a typical training day?
Yeah, so for physical training, we have like a bit of CrossFit, a mixture. It depends on what I need. And, okay. You know, with these cars that I'm driving, I really need a lot of arm strength. So we focus more on the arms and as well as the leg for the brakes. So, yeah.
Because have you guys ever driven? I've been in one of these cars before where they told me to push the brakes. Hamda, I couldn't even push the brake.
It's like very mechanical, is it? Like, it's heavy.
Yeah, it's like there's a guy or a girl pushing your leg backwards as you're trying to push it down. How do you this is not easy. And so you're continually working on the strength. And I don't know if anyone's gone go-karting before.
Oh my goodness.
But I've gone go-karting for 15 minutes.
And you're sweating.
And at the end I can't even squeeze my fingers together. My hands have gone numb. Yeah. And these are little go-karts. You're driving an F4 vehicle. This is a huge vehicle. Yeah. And you've got total control of it. It truly is remarkable. What's the end goal for you, Hamda? Is there a place where you want to be?
I think it's just, you know, focusing on it day by day, just trying to climb up the ladders day by day. Already I'm in Formula Regional by Alpine, which is it's a championship that's very tough, and the cars are even heavier, even faster. So I'm going up there slowly and trying to get used to the car. I also had an FIA F3 test recently in Magny-Cours, which is a great opportunity that I had from the FIA F3 promoters. And, you know, it was an amazing opportunity, and I loved the day a lot. I was able to experience a faster car with more downforce. It was just an amazing experience. Yep.
More downforce, faster car. What speed? What's your max speed you take a car to around the track? What are you getting up to?
It reaches 280 top speed. Kilometers per hour, yeah.
And you go 280.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Do you ever get scared the first time you ever went that fast?
Well, I think it's just getting used to it. Like, from karting to F4 was a really big step because the speed difference was massive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, first getting into F4, I was a bit like, oh, this is a bit too fast. But then, you know, from F4 transitioning to Freca and as well as FIA F3, it's it slowly, like, it was smaller steps, so I didn't really feel the speed as much.
We're so proud. We're so proud of you. Yeah, I know that the family's proud of you. I know that I'm sure that the UAE Emirati sort of are proud of you, but I just want to say from an outside perspective as well, like, you guys, you're just doing so amazing. You and the whole entire family, the sisters involved, dad's involved. Hamda Al-Kubaisi, that's Q-U-B-A-I-S-I. You can follow her on Instagram as well. Rossi was asking a question off the radio. You were asking if you own the car. Was that right?
Yeah, I was asking that, and I was wondering what your daily drive is. What do you drive around the streets of the UAE?
Here? Yeah, I drive a Cadillac Escalade. Like,
massive thing, right?
Massive,
wow. I love that.
Do you use your indicators on the track? Or no, there's no indicators,
no.
Right? There's nothing. Are there brake lights on a car?
Not brake lights, but like we have the rain lights. In case of rain, there's okay, the rain lights.
Now, Rossi and I, we were thinking about getting into the F1. We thought we'd just buy a car, you know? How much money would we need just to get a car? What are we looking at here? Just to Rossi and I go halves in a car. What do we need?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Let's do 90-10.
Are we talking millions? Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of zeros.
There's three of them outside the shop on Sheikh Zayed Road.
I don't think they're real. I think it's just the shop. If anyone wants to help Duvet get into the F1, you could donate to our GOAT. No, we can't do that.
That is not allowed. No.
You are a superstar. If this was the pinnacle of your career, you have done it. I want you to know that. Even if this is the most that you have done so much that not many, not even just women, I'm saying men and women, could ever achieve. So we're super proud of you. Hamda Al-Kubaisi, keep doing what you're doing. We can't wait to see you. Possibly. Well done.
She's scrolling so you don't have to.
Give you the juicy bits, the gossip.
Pretty Malice Gossip.
All right, the one big headline I want to talk about right now is Wolverine back with Hugh Jackman?
I'm here to tell you, yes. So, Ryan Reynolds broken the internet once again. He does announcements a little differently. You know that.
Yeah.
Deadpool 3 coming September
6, 2024. Oh, man.
And it looks like there's going to be a Wolverine crossover. I'll leave it to Ryan to tell you
there
the rest.
There we go. Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, everyone. We're extremely sad to have missed D23, but we've been working very hard on the next Deadpool film for a good long while now. I've had to really search my soul on this one. His first appearance in the MCU obviously needs to feel special.
Every Deadpool needs to stand out. It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down deep inside.
And I have nothing. Completely empty up here and terrifying. But we did have one idea. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
So wow. September 6, 2024. Now, this is the first Deadpool movie that is under the Disney banner in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because they were recently purchased. Now, here's the thing, though. Wolverine, well, technically, Hugh Jackman, was killed in Logan.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're going to work this back into the storyline.
I believe he'll make an appearance. I think it was going to be a small appearance. I think they're making a big hype out of it, but it might just be like a quick little scene.
No, because if you look at there's a logo that they reveal at the end, and it's Deadpool's mask with the Wolverine slashed through it, and that's like the official logo for the movie.
Yeah,
so there's definitely
Let's see. Hugh Jackman. I love Hugh Jackman. I love Ryan Reynolds. They're both just so cool people, right? Yeah. All right, we'll look forward to that one. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. So you got back from Italy yesterday, and you said you had a scary incident happen. Now, I did see something on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Is this about your wife?
It was, man. Yeah. I never experienced it. We were in Italy, and we had... I only spent one night there, and it was really weird. Now, you know me being a health hypochondriac that I am.
Yeah.
All right. I know a lot about the medical. I'm telling you, I'm a Google doctor. I can.
It's true. Like, I remember, I gave you my blood test results one time, and you told me what was wrong with me.
Right. And then you went to the doctor, and he said the same thing.
You are very good at that. I'll give you that.
It's bad. I Google way too much. Anyway, we were just waking up in Italy. Brianna and I were in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And... she just turned over really quickly to give me a good morning kiss, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Which is so cute, huh? Like she was laying down. We had just woken up. I said, morning, babe. She's like, morning. She turned over to give me this kiss. And she turned over, gave me a quick kiss. I got up. And then she said, oh my gosh, I'm really dizzy.
Oh.
And I went, all right, babe. Yeah, that's okay. You're all right, babe. You're just getting up. And then she's like, no, I'm really, really dizzy. She says, it's just the whole room spinning. And so I went over to her, and she was laying down. I sort of sat her up. I said, what's wrong? She's like, I don't know. The whole place is spinning right now. And she's, you know, starting a little bit of anxious. She was a bit anxious, but she was like, it's spinning. And so I quickly got some strawberries that were next to the bed, and I just gave her a strawberry. Maybe I thought the sugar levels were low, right? Mm-hmm. So I gave her some strawberries. She had that. She's like, no, it's still there. I gave her some water. I said, okay, come on, let's sit you up a little bit. And then she's like, nope, I just don't feel right. And then she went straight to the bathroom and she vomited.
Wow. Right?
And I was like, wow, what's going on? Now, she's not pregnant. I know for a fact that she's not pregnant.
She hadn't had the big night.
There was no drinking, and she doesn't drink much. So there was none of that. We sat her down and she just said, yeah, the place is spinning. The room is spinning.
And it just continuously was like that.
Yeah. And so it lasted. Right. So I did something which I wasn't sure if I should have done or not.
Oh, here we go.
But
Google doctor in effect here.
All right.
Now, this is something that is mind-blowing, and I had studied this on Google 8 years ago when I had a blocked ear, right? We have little crystals in our ear, right? This is really, like, the human body is crazy. We have these little crystals in our ears that balance us around our vestibula, they call it, right?
Oh, gosh.
And what can happen sometime is that a little crystal can get dislodged from where it's supposed to be, right?
So it moves. Right.
And it moves, and it goes into an area of the ear that it shouldn't be in, and it can make you feel dizzy. Now, what I'm telling you right now, please don't ever try, and I have no medical background.
Okay.
I'm glad that you have made that clear.
So disclaimer.
So I said to Brianna, we have to do this special maneuver. And she looked at me, she said, what are you talking about?
I'm dizzy.
Not the time for this now.
I said, I believe that you've got a dislodge of one of the crystals in your ear, and we have to do this maneuver. Now, she trusted me. The room was spinning. She said it's still there. So I laid her down on the bed. And basically what you do is you move your head and your neck into a certain position for 30 seconds. You flip it over to the other side and then you sit them up quickly. What it's supposed to do is to try to get these crystals in our ear to be lodged back into where they're supposed to be.
Okay, wow. So now you did this.
So I know that when you go into a certain position, her eyes are going to start flickering if the crystals are out of place.
Yeah.
You think I'm lying. Google this thing. It's legit. Honestly. Real, right? So then I put her into the position, and her eyes started to flicker. And I was like, okay, yeah. And she, as I put her in the position, she's like, oh my gosh, it's spinning even more. I said, just wait with it. Give it 30 seconds. It should settle. And it did.
You did it. Okay.
And then I got her up, and she vomited straight away. It's not funny.
Why are you laughing?
We're in a hotel room. I'm like panicking as well, you know, trying to be all cool, calm, collected.
I was expecting you to say you fixed the problem. Like, yeah, yeah. But you made it worse.
No. Okay. After she vomited, she felt fine. A little bit off, but she felt fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that means it sort of worked then in a way.
So then we got on with our day. I thought we were canceling the whole day. I called mum and dad. They were in the hotel room next door. I said, hey, I don't think we're going to be leaving today. We're supposed to do the whole sightseeing thing. I said, Brianna's out. She started to feel better. We went out for that entire day.
Mm.
And then at about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it hit her again.
Right.
We took her straight back to the hotel room. I did that maneuver again.
Yeah.
She vomited again. Right. And I'm like worried about the whole thing. So we called a doctor.
Yeah, smart. Yeah.
Had to call a doctor. Super expensive to call a doctor to the hotel room, but we knew that we had to do it. He came, had a look at her. She had really low blood pressure. And then he said what I said.
Did he?
Yeah, he says he thinks it's vertigo and it's based on this crystal thing.
You're joking.
And then I said to him, I've done the maneuver. And he goes to me, stop doing the maneuver. He's a doctor that when he walked in, I said, hi, doctor, how are you going? He goes, working.
Oh, you were straight to the point.
He was straight to the point. So he gave us some meds.
Yeah.
And we started to take those, and it made her feel better over the trip. She still felt a little bit off. And then she felt okay, but as we were getting back onto the plane yesterday,
yeah,
she had another attack. I had to quickly give her the meds.
Is she going to go to a doctor now?
Yeah, she's going here. I've just messaged her saying how she's feeling. She sent me a voice message here.
Hi, babe. I'm still feeling not 100%. I feel a bit lightheaded. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just me being tired or I'm just still not well. Anyways, I'm going to the doctor's to do my blood test. So I'll let them know everything and we'll see.
Okay, yeah, no, she's still... So... Now, I put a little bit of this up just on Instagram, and I had a lot of people message me saying that they have had this. Now, I just thought I want to put it up on the show. Have you ever had this? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Supposedly, women have it more than men.
Really?
Yeah, like this vertigo thing. Has anyone ever had it? Any tips? It's another medical show here, the Chris Fade Show.
I have Googled, and you're right. It's called the Brandt-Daroff exercise. That's what you did. That's the maneuver. Yeah.
Don't do it if you do not a qualified personal like myself.
Well, like okay?
say
my crystals are dislodged. Like, how can I tell? Like, obviously...
You'll be dizzy.
You'll be dizzy.
Yeah, I get dizzy all the time, but, like, can you get a test?
No, but it's not like... It's not like you're just a bit dizzy. Look at all the phones ringing, man. There's, like, 24 phones ringing right now and messages. It's such a thing that not people know about, but so many people have had.
I've always heard people say, I've got vertigo. But I never really understood what that fully meant until this.
Okay, let me take some calls next. Dahlia, you've experienced this?
Yes, I've had it for a couple of times, and unfortunately, it comes and goes.
Yep.
I really advise you that she has to go to a doctor here. Mm-hmm. And just a tip, not to move her head much.
Yeah, that's what we're telling her now not to do.
Driving, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a very important tip. Even when she sleeps, she tries not to move from one side of the pillow to the other side.
Wow. Yeah, that's what we've been doing. Like, she sleeps on one side because you can't, you just, isn't it crazy, Dahlia, we got these crystals in our ear? Isn't that weird?
Yes, and the doctor did do for me the maneuver, so I'm surprised he told you not to do it.
See?
The maneuver.
Oh, maybe because he did it twice.
The maneuver. Lorna, you've had it?
Lorna. Hi, Chris. How are you?
How are you, mate? I'm all right. You've had this?
I've had this, but it turned out not to be vertigo. It turned out to be an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
If she's feeling lightheaded and it comes and goes, it could be an anxiety attack, an accumulation of a lot of suppressed stress.
No, she's married to me. There's no stress, Lorna.
Not at all.
We thought that as well. I've gone through many anxiety bouts, so that was actually one of the things that I thought she may have had, and I told her. But no, it was a spinning sensation more than a lightheaded sensation. But I hear you. Brian, you had this.
Yes, it's Brian.
Yeah, why is everyone repeating their names? I go, Lorna. Hi, Brian. I go, Brian. Yes, it's Brian. You've had it, man?
Yes, it usually happened to me once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is when I wake up, like you mentioned, you know, about your wife, the whole room just spins like crazy, like you know, spin and spin.
Yeah.
So what I did was I use a blow dryer, blow into both of my ears for like a couple minutes, and they just go away.
Really?
Interesting. Is that something that you came up with yourself, or you researched it?
No. This is a remedy come from my grandmother.
Wow.
Well, all right. Down the...
Now, remember, don't try any of this. We are none of us are medical professionals this show.
No. I'm not a doctor by any means, but it worked for me twice.
Okay, good to know, Brian. I will let her know. She's off to the doctors today. Sarah, you've had it off and on, have you, for 10 years?
Hi, Chris. It's Sarah.
I love it. Sarah, so you've had it off and on.
Yeah. So it seems me and your wife seem to have the exact same health problems because I also had fibroids removed earlier this year.
Oh, wow.
But I've been seeing doctors for 10 years, done all the maneuvers, and then the last one said it's something called vestibular migraine.
Yep.
So it depends on what you're eating and to avoid certain foods and alcohol and caffeine.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, I love that. I love knowledge is power, as they say. I'm taking it all in, and I'm using you guys on the show, so I appreciate it. B, the wife's gone to the doctor's. She's on the way.
She's been through the mill lately, hasn't she?
She has, hasn't she? I told her. It's just we're getting old, babe. That's it. Yeah. She's only like 34, I think, 35. She's
a little bit.
She got time.
She's young.
She's 34.
Get well soon, Brianna.
The world's spinning. Yeah, that's what she said when she first met me, and still till this day. We are slowly creeping into the best months.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, for
that
sure.
Perfect weather sort of feel.
You can feel it.
We're live here, the Chris Fade Show. Yesterday, randomly, it all happened. I picked it. I said, is your wife pregnant, Rossi?
Yeah.
And he replied with, yes, she is. And it's crazy that we picked it. It's crazy that you're having another baby, Rossi. Three. Number three. Touching wood there. Touching wood. All goes well. Feb 21st, we're expecting the baby. Now, the only issue was yesterday is you hadn't told your wife that you were going to talk about it.
No.
And the crazy thing about this was I randomly took a guess.
Yes, yes.
Right? But you had planned to tell us on the show yesterday anyway, because
in the same segment, like we were doing a pub quiz.
Yeah.
And you were going to reveal the news to us at the end of that quiz anyways.
Yeah, I was going to tell you because I was waiting for Chris to come back from holidays so I could tell him the big news.
But then you the only thing that you said that you probably should have said was to your wife was that, hey, babe, I'm going to talk about us having another baby on the show.
Yeah, she did say, don't speak about it yet, because she didn't want to freak out, you know, the parents of her class at school.
So how does it work as a teacher? Like, what usually you have to inform all the parents, would you?
Yeah, I think, like, it's important to let them know, because they're thinking about the kid's education in a way.
Because why? The teacher will go for a...
Yeah, for a few
3
days.
3 months or something.
Yeah.
For a few days?
Well, yeah, for 100 days.
just for a few.
Just a couple of days.
Hey, kids, I'll be back. I'm just going to have a baby. I'll be back in 100 days.
Yeah.
Well, around about that or less. But, so I got, a few messages.
How was it when you got home?
Angry messages.
Well, can I tell you? She messaged me first.
Yeah, she did.
What did she send you?
Well, this is why I didn't realize what happened was that because I put up on an Instagram story, congratulations, Rossi,
yeah,
baby number three, and congratulations, Liz. And I just put that up on Instagram and tagged her. This was yesterday after the show. She replied to me saying, hi, Chris, could you please take this down? We're not announcing that I'm having a baby till Friday. I need to tell my class. None of the parents know. I replied with profanity and then said, I we've discussed this already. She replies with, oh, Ross doesn't listen to anything I tell him. I then said, I'm very sorry, I took a random guess. I'm so happy for you both. I'm very sorry. She said, not your fault anyway. I'm over the shock. I'll handle it.
That's her motto with me a lot of the time, I think.
What?
She just
handle the shock.
She's just like, oh gosh.
So what
was it
like?
She gets on with it.
What was it like? You get home, she gets home from work.
Oh, she'd had a bit of a stressful day. She has to talk to the parents and stuff. Parents' evening's coming up for the next 2 days, so that's going to be awkward. But
I want to know what happened yesterday.
Well, when I got home.
Can I tell you one thing that I know that happened yesterday? Was that, again, I love this show. We're such a big family, aren't we? You guys listen to us. I love you. I got a DM from, I think, one of the students' parents in Liz's class. And she had to put out an announcement yesterday.
She was forced to put out an announcement.
Liz was?
Yeah, just letting everybody know about the...
Aww.
So I got the announcement sent to me.
Don't say it.
To you?
Yeah, well, from one of the parents in your kids in the class.
Let's keep that confidential.
Yeah, let's... Don't read it.
Oh.
Don't read it.
Nah.
No.
Probably... I mean, we shouldn't even be talking about this. I'd just like to formally apologize for putting the statement out there before I should have. It's my fault. And Liz, I'm really sorry. And hopefully I'll be allowed back in the bed tonight.
That's how you got into this trouble in the first place.
I let you down.
Sing it, James.
I just want to say goodbye to the mask the way that it should be.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I can do it, James Bond.
Did I disappoint you or let you down? Should I be feeling guilty or let the judges frown? Because I saw the end before we'd begun.
Beautiful.
Yes, I saw we were blinded and I knew I had won. So I took what's mine by my eternal right.
What?
Took your soul out into the night, tore the masks. It may be over, but I won't stop there. I am here for you if you only cared. Touch my heart, touch my soul. You put this face mask all over my mold. I hated it so much, but now it's gone.
My heart was blinded by yours. I threw it away and I put it in the trash. I never want to see a mask ever again. Please, I know you so well.
Yeah.
I know your smell. I was addicted to you. Goodbye, my mask. Goodbye, my friend.
Oh.
You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my mask.
Yeah. Mask.
Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one.
That is enough.
Been the one for me. Goodbye,
okay,
my
okay,
mask.
Okay, all right, okay.
I was getting emotional.
No, it's okay.
Beautiful.
It's
I was getting emotional. Osama has called in. Hello, Osama.
Hello, Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, my man. You were just hearing us burying the mask, saying goodbye to the mask. It made you feel good?
Makes me feel very good. Actually, I'm so happy today, and the one who feels more happy than me is my daughter.
Aww.
She is the most happy person for this decision.
Why is that?
Because, so my daughter, she lost her hearing when she was 8 years old. And she depends on the cochlear implants on both of her ears. And more than 50% of her communication is through reading lips.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the pain she had during the past 2-3 years.
Wow.
At school, with her friends, with everyone around her. I mean, she was telling me when she comes back home that, finally I can see people speaking because...
Oh.
I mean, she should have lost more than 50% of her ability to communicate.
Gosh, that's unbelievable. Yeah, we learned that, you know, in the, I guess, the beginning of the pandemic where people were wearing masks, that obviously people with hearing issues or loss, yeah, a lot of the communication, they pick it up by, like, the way our mouth moves, right?
Yeah.
So, and you as your dad, you must have just felt like, what can you do for your daughter? You always want to protect them, but what could you do in this situation, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we got for her, by the way, see-through masks. We distributed to teachers at school,
yep.
Trying to help. But again, it's not. It doesn't feel like natural, natural communication and lips. It's reading through
a mask is very difficult. Well, I'm happy. I'm happy for your daughter. What a great day today.
Yeah.
That obviously no masks are needed inside the classrooms, which I think is absolutely brilliant. Can I ask, Dad? At the age of 8, she lost her hearing. Was there? How did that happen?
Well, it actually happened overnight, all of a sudden, and I mean, there was no reason for it.
Wow.
I mean, after investigation, it's a kind of syndrome called Mondini syndrome. Mondini syndrome that it develops since birth, but for some people, it might lead to hearing loss. For some people, they just have some kind of difficult hearing, but they can continue here. For her, it was unfortunate that she lost her hearing completely.
And the cochlear implants allows her to hear somewhat now?
Yeah, she's perfectly fine as long as she can see the person because she cannot figure out the direction where the sound is coming from.
Gosh.
But as long as she sees the person talking to her, she's absolutely fine.
She's okay.
And she's a brilliant girl. She's top of her class.
Good on her, Dad. Well done.
She's applying now. She wants to go to Cambridge for law studies, so she's in the most senior year of high school.
I'm sure she makes you proud every single day, Osama. Well done. What's your daughter's name?
I am Karen.
Karen. It's Karen?
Yes.
Well done. Karen and Mom and Daddy, Osama. Give him a round of applause. I love that. Rossi, we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Floyd Money Mayweather coming back to Dubai. He gave us the announcement. He told us what was going on. I think a lot of us are... If you're a boxing fan, this is pretty unreal.
It's huge, right?
Pretty unreal that this is going on. The Coca-Cola Arena is where it's happening.
November 13th, and tickets go on sale in just about an hour.
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. this morning,
yeah.
Right?
CocaColaArena.com has your tickets, but they will be here November 13th.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Global Titans Fight Series, Dubai Sports Council. It's an exhibition fight. We learned that it's against YouTuber Deji. That's KSI's brother. If you know who KSI is, these guys are huge YouTubers. Why, you may ask? These guys have like millions of followers, right? I think more than 20 million followers already. The guy knows how to fight. However, he's up against one of the, I said it earlier on, pound for pound, one of the greatest fighters, if not the greatest fighter of all time. That sparked Rossi off when I said that.
Well, yeah, because I'm a big Muhammad Ali fan. But also, I've checked your stats. And Floyd Mayweather's career is unbelievable. The only person who came close in terms of his scores is Rocky Marciano.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good old Rocky Marciano. Okay, so Rossi, I was saying that, yeah, as an athlete, Muhammad Ali, greatest of all time. Like,
more, I would say entertaining, aggressive, whereas Floyd is more of a defensive fighter.
He's a technical fighter. He gets in there to win the fight, right?
Yeah.
So, but as a sportsman and an athlete, Muhammad Ali, of course, like, you know.
More knockouts.
What he did inside the ring, but what he did more importantly, I think, outside the ring at the time was so special.
Yeah.
Quick poll here. Greatest boxer of all time. Can I say? I'm saying pound for pound. When you look at the numbers, when you look at the figures, when you look at the money, when you look at all the what he's done, pound for pound, Floyd Money Mayweather. On paper, there's no one better. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But on you can argue with me. I know that we've got a lot of boxing fans that do listen to the show. 04-871-5544. Greatest boxer of all time. 04-871-5544. I'd love to hear from you. The Global Titan Fight Series coming. Coca-Cola Arena, November 13th. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. today. All right. It's going to be a huge lineup. There are other fights. I've been told there could be a title fight as well on the undercard, which I think is super, super cool. But yeah, it's going to be a great one. Coca-Cola Arena again. Mayweather fight.
What more could you want?
It's going to be packed, isn't it? And I think we've been waiting for a massive fight to be happening at the Coca-Cola
Arena
for a
while. It's the first one.
We talked a long time ago about Manny Pacquiao. Do you remember? I don't know.
Well, they were talking. Remember, we had Amir Khan in, and they were going to do Amir Khan versus Pacquiao, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
So this is going to be the first of a kind. It's going to be amazing.
All right, Mark, pound for pound, greatest fighter of all time. Who you got?
Of course. Native from the Philippines, Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao, the champ. I love Pacquiao.
8 world title.
Yeah. Pacquiao's a legend. You know, we had him in the studio. You know, he came into the studio and hung out with us for a while. Can I just say, not only a champion, but a really, really nice guy. Genuinely, Pacquiao was great. However, didn't Floyd and Pacquiao meet?
Yeah.
Yeah, they already met.
And who won?
I think Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think Pacquiao is unbelievable. But then again, when you look at pound for pound, they went up against each other.
Yeah.
And Floyd won.
He frustrated them, didn't he, I think?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Rue, what do you think?
Rocky Balboa, man.
Now, Adrian!
They best boxer ever, man.
Yeah, okay, I understand, but I got to let you know right now, Rue, that Rocky was not real.
It was Don't say that.
It was a movie.
What? Yeah,
no,
really?
No,
come on.
I'm sorry, but as much as you, I know for us as well, but no, not real.
You've broken his heart.
It's not a documentary.
That is it for us. Phone Guy Eddie. Oh, he doesn't like to be called. He's not Phone Guy Eddie anymore. No. He's too good for that. He's got his own show now.
He's Eddie.
Eddie, are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
He's ready to go. Commercial free music from 10 a.m. All right. Have yourselves a great day. Hopefully we give away the pop quiz tomorrow. We got so close today.
I can't believe it.
I'm walking out of here without my mask on. It feels great. Have a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.